This goes to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Huelskamp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M-P, B-A-C, fax 989-775-1640, and Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165. Regarding Sharon, last name Lance, L-A-N like November, T, Z like zebra. Date of birth 6/15 of 1938. Dear Ms. Huelskamp and Dr. Sahai, this is a consultation for Mrs. Lance, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening renal function, which started in March of 2025, and each level seems to be getting slightly worse. Since she was started on chemotherapy, 1/10 of 25, her labs have been checked every 2 to 3 weeks, and initially creatinine 1.48, we have 3/12 of 25 with GFR 34, 3/19 of 25, creatinine 1.36 and GFR 38, 3/26 of 25, creatinine 1.69, GFR 29, April 2nd, 25, creatinine 1.79 and GFR 27, 4/16 of 25, creatinine 1.98 and GFR is 24, May 7th, 25, creatinine 2.02 and GFR 24. She has developed significant edema from toes up to her knees, and she's now on a very large dose of Lasix. It's 80 milligrams twice a day to treat the edema. She's not sure if it's an oral medication or the chemotherapy that may be causing the edema. And she's not sure about many of her medications, which ones she's still taking or not. She was diagnosed with an invasive ductal carcinoma of the right breast, and that was last fall, and then she had a right radical mastectomy October of 24 and some with excision of lymph nodes that had metastatic carcinoma in the axillary lymph nodes. And then she started her chemotherapy, 1/2 of 25 through 4/3 of 25. It was breast PACLITAXEL weekly plus TRASTUZUMAB once weekly. And then 4/17/25, she's on maintenance of the breast TRASTUZUMAB. And that's planned to continue through 12/25 of this year. And that particular medication can make kidney function worse as well as cause edema. But also some of her oral medications may cause edema, including amlodipine 5 milligram daily. She has lost all of her hair, but otherwise is tolerating the chemotherapy very well to date. She did require one blood transfusion, she reports, for low hemoglobin. And now she's also on radiation therapy, and she's received 8 out of the 20 expected radiation treatments to date. She denies headaches or dizziness. She does feel very tired, but she's actually feeling somewhat better this week. She does get her labs every 3 weeks for the chemotherapy, and she's due to have more labs tomorrow, and then chemotherapy would be Thursday. She has shortness of breath with exertion, but no current cough or sputum production, no wheezing. no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have clear urine without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones to her knowledge, no recent UTIs. And the edema is very severe, and she is using the large dose of Lasix for control of the edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, anemia, hyperlipidemia, asthma, the right breast invasive ductal carcinoma with metastatic spread to the axillary lymph nodes, borderline diabetes, Mobitz type 2 block, pulmonary hypertension that is mild, gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression, obstructive sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, low back pain, osteoarthritis, macular degeneration, and history of melanoma. Past surgical history, she had the radical right mastectomy and lymph node removal October of 24, placement of Mediport for lab draws and chemo, colonoscopies, appendectomy, a cardiac catheterization in 2023, cholecystectomy, right ventral hernia repairs, and she's had six different surgeries for hernias. And the last one included a mesh placement, tonsillectomy, permanent pacemaker placement. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use electronic cigarettes, no alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married and lives with her husband, who actually is quite infirm also, and she does more care for him than he is able to provide for her, and she's retired. Family history is significant for asthma, cancer, and thyroid disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to O-X-A-P-R-A-Z-O-N, P-R-O-Z-I-N, and Daypro, D-A-Y-P-R-O. Medications, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed, Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, vitamin D, C, 500 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, calcium, 600 milligram daily, Voltaren gel, she applies that twice a day as needed to affected areas, Cardura is 4 milligram daily, Cymbalta, 60 milligram daily, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram twice a day, Advair HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day, folic acid, 400 milligram daily, Lasix is 80 milligram twice a day, Imdur, 30 milligram once daily, Prevacid, 30 milligram daily, Zizol is 5 milligram daily in the evening, lidocaine with prilocaine cream before blood draws or chemo, Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, Singulair, 10 milligram daily, multivitamin daily, Mirapec, 0.25 milligram at bedtime, Preserve Vision once daily, Sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams twice a day, a Triamcinolone cream applied twice a day as needed. And she was unable to afford Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, for her diabetes. Physical exam, weight or height is 62 inches, weight 165 pounds. Pulse was 101, oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 120 over 50. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, erythematous with clear drainage and midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout and scattered end expiratory wheezes. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she does have 1 to 2+ edema from toes firmly. It's very firm to touch all the way up to knees. And decreased sensation in feet and ankles. And no ulcerations or lesions currently. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 5-7 of 2025. Creatinine 2.02, estimated GFR 24. Calcium 9.1, sodium 137, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 3.6. Her hemoglobin 9.0, hematocrit 29.1. Normal white count, normal platelet levels. We do have a kidney and bladder ultrasound that was done to 5 of 25, as there was a possible mass on the right kidney, but there were many hypoechoic structures noted in the right kidney, and the largest one was inferior, measuring about 3.5 centimeters. And the size of the right kidney was 12.1 centimeters, the left was 9.4. The bladder was unremarkable. And she had an MRI of the abdomen with and without contrast on 2-6 of 25. And the kidneys showed no hydronephrosis with multiple bilateral simple renal cysts present. And there was a very hyperdense hemorrhagic proteinaceous right renal cyst that was seen. And she had a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast, 1221 of 24. That showed the normal adrenal glands, and that was the possible density in the right renal mass, and therefore the other studies were done to follow up. But that was not carcinoma, according to the MRI and the ultrasound. Assessment and plan. One is stage 4, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the large dose of Lasix combined with maximum dose of lisinopril, also the chemotherapy medication that she requires currently. Currently, we're going to decrease the lisinopril by half. She's going from 40 milligram daily to 20 milligram daily, and that may need to be stopped entirely, and a different antihypertensive may need to be used. As in the presence of large dose of Lasix, it's actually making kidney function worse. And so she's actually going to check blood pressure at home daily and call us with the results next Monday to see if we need to add or titrate other antihypertensives. And she's going to get labs every 3 weeks when she gets labs for chemo. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.